Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, October 13th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Tick, trading software AG, expands its business, consulting for companies in the financial sector. Tick Trading Software AG is expanding its service portfolio to include consulting services for companies in the financial sector. The new CEO, Martin Ludditch, highlights the company's successful track record in software development for securities trading and settlement. The consulting unit aims to help companies tackle technological and process-related challenges, offering support in integrating third-party software and optimizing business processes to meet regulatory requirements. Two new colleagues with extensive experience in business analysis and project management are joining the team, bringing a deep technical understanding of the securities business. With this expansion, Tick Trading Software AG seeks to strengthen its market position and shape the financial sector with tailored software solutions and consulting services. Lufa appoints Ezra Osterk as head of product to lead the next era of fan loyalty innovation. Lufa has appointed Ezra Osterk as its new head of product to lead the next era of fan loyalty innovation. With a focus on end-to-end encryption and creator-first privacy, Lufa aims to create a universal loyalty infrastructure connecting creators, brands, and fans. Osterk brings a wealth of experience in building global consumer products, having worked at companies like Meta, Uber, Zillow, and Instacart. Her role at Lufa will involve leading product strategy and execution to evolve the secure messaging platform into a connected loyalty ecosystem. Osterk envisions loyalty as spanning creators, brands, live experiences, and digital communities, and aims to build a portable identity and reward layer that travels with fans. Lufa recently showcased its platform at Creator Hub Madrid, demonstrating its decentralized messaging layer and upcoming loyalty features. Under Osterk's leadership, Lufa plans to scale its messaging infrastructure, introduce loyalty and rewards, and expand partnerships across entertainment, hospitality, and live events. Interview highlights: LaFleur Minerals Inc., CSE LFLR, OTCQB LFLRF, and strategy for successful vertically integrated gold mining operation. LaFleur Minerals executives recently discussed their activity at the Swanson Gold Deposit in Quebec on CEO.ca's Inside the Boardroom podcast. The company is exploring a large land package at Swanson with drilling infrastructure, a tailings facility, and a mill for ore processing. LaFleur closed a fully subscribed equity offering and is exploring financing options as it prepares to restart its mill. The company's CEO mentioned the presence of gold and base metals at Swanson, highlighting their verticals-driven strategy for mining and processing gold ore. For more information on LaFleur Minerals, visit their newsroom.
Skip the K-1 paperwork. The InfraCap MLP ETF seeks convenient income for energy investors. The InfraCap MLP ETF, AMZA, offers high yields without the tax-related complexities often associated with midstream energy MLPs. With the U.S. Federal Reserve cutting its benchmark interest rate, the environment may favor an approach targeting passive income. AMZA, launched in 2014 by Infrastructure Capital Advisors, combines higher yields of energy-focused MLPs with simplified tax structures. Led by J.D. Hatfield, AMZA's active management and strategic focus aim to enhance the MLP-focused ETF's risk-reward profile, providing potentially greater total upside for investors. With monthly distributions and leverage designed to magnify returns, AMZA stands out as a practical, actively managed alternative for income seekers seeking energy exposure without the paperwork headache. ANews Breaks: Mindwalk Holdings Corp. NASDAQ FT announces 2.3 million share repurchase program. MindWalk Holdings Corp., traded on the NASDAQ under the symbol HYFT, has announced a 2.3 million share repurchase program. This program allows the company to buy back up to 2.3 million common shares, which is about 5% of its total outstanding shares. The repurchase program will take place over a 12-month period starting on October 15, 2025. CEO Jennifer Bath stated that this decision reflects the company's confidence in its long-term prospects and provides flexibility to buy back shares when market prices deviate from intrinsic value. The purchases will be funded through existing cash investments or future cash flows.
Investor news breaks. NANO Nuclear Energy Inc., NASDAQ NNE, closes private placement, strengthening financial position with $600 million in cash. NANO Nuclear Energy Inc. has closed a private placement, securing $600 million in cash from leading asset managers and institutional investors. This funding will support the development, construction, and regulatory licensing for its Kronos MMR energy system and other microreactor initiatives. Founder and chairman Jay Yu stated that this raise reflects strong investor confidence and positions NANO Nuclear as a leader in the U.S. microreactor industry. Titan Partners Group served as the sole placement agent for the offering. NANO Nuclear Energy Inc. is an advanced technology-driven nuclear energy company focused on becoming a diversified and vertically integrated company across various business lines, including portable and microreactor technologies, nuclear fuel fabrication, transportation, applications for space, and industry consulting services.
ES Gold Corp., SETEF, strengthens financial position by $9 million. Strategic partnership with Ocean Partners. ES Gold Corp., a development stage company focused on acquiring, exploring, and developing mineral properties, has secured a $9 million binding term sheet with Ocean Partners UK Limited. This strategic partnership strengthens ES Gold's financial position and provides flexibility for advancing exploration at its Montauban gold-silver project in Quebec. The funds will be drawn in two tranches of $3 million and $6 million, contingent on anticipated production phases. This move supports ES Gold's strategy of advancing low-capex projects to generate high-margin returns with minimal dilution. The Montauban project, located 80 kilometers west of Quebec City, offers immediate revenue potential and significant exploration upside, with over $15 million already invested in infrastructure. Tech Media Breaks, Knight Food Holdings Inc., OTCQB, NGTF, expands TechForce Robotics live pilots across multiple high-traffic industries. Knight Food Holdings Inc., operating as TechForce Robotics and RoboOp 365, has expanded its robotic live pilot programs into various high-traffic industries such as casinos, shopping malls, stadiums, and more. These pilots showcase service robots performing tasks like cooking and waste management, demonstrating real-world adoption and operational efficiency. This move marks a significant step towards large-scale deployment for TechForce Robotics, as they aim to deliver robotics as a service solutions by Q1 2026. Knight Food Holdings is focused on developing AI-powered automation across industries, starting with the hospitality sector. Their long-term vision includes expanding into other sectors requiring automation solutions. With a vertically integrated model and a focus on robotics innovation, Knight Food Holdings is well positioned to capture market share in the growing global service robotics industry.
Tesla starts selling cheaper EV models after federal incentives expire. Tesla has introduced more affordable versions of its Model Y SUV and Model 3 sedan, priced at $39,990 and $36,990. This move comes as sales slow and competition in the EV market rises. The launch follows the expiration of federal tax incentives that previously made Tesla vehicles more affordable. Affordability is now crucial in EV purchases, with companies like Bollinger Innovations, Inc. needing to adapt quickly to the changing landscape.
Powerbank Corporation, NESUNFFSE, SNO3, reports FY 2025 increase in independent power producer, IPP, revenues and assets from IPP portfolio expansion. Powerbank Corporation, a premier developer of renewable energy projects, reported a 1,508% increase in revenues from its independent power producer segment in FY 2025. total company assets rose 253% year-over-year, driven by IPP expansion. The company announced up to $100 million in project-based financing through a mandate with CIM Group. CEO Dr. Richard Liu highlighted a shift toward long-term recurring revenue through asset ownership and financing. PowerBank's development pipeline now totals 1,806 megawatt DC of solar PV and battery energy storage projects, showcasing a strategic focus on growth and sustainability.
Mission IR News breaks: Strawberry Fields REIT Inc. and Americans TRW to present at LD Micro's 19th annual main event on October 21st. Strawberry Fields REIT Inc. will present at LD Micro's 19th annual main event on October 21st, 2025 at 10 a.m. PT at the Hotel Del Coronado. Chairman and CEO Moish Gubin will deliver the presentation, aiming to expand investor engagement. LD Micro founder Chris Lahiji described the main event as a celebration of small-cap investing. Strawberry Fields REIT specializes in healthcare-related properties, with a portfolio of 142 facilities across multiple states. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.